A divided court ruled last summer that a woman who bought a home in Milwaukee had no right to sue the couple who sold it to her, even though they knew the house's sewer line was broken and they didn't say anything about it. At the time, dissenting Justice Ann Walsh Bradley wrote the decision meant a person selling a home can, quote, look the buyer in the eye, lie about the condition of the home, and then escape legal consequences. Tom Larson is a lobbyist for the Wisconsin Realtors Association. He told lawmakers at a public hearing his members favor changing the law back to the way it used to be because he's worried about what the Supreme Court ruling could mean in the real estate market.
We're concerned that that's going to remove any of the incentives to tell the truth and be honest.
A homeowner who feels they've been wronged still has other options in Wisconsin. What this court case and this bill really boil down to is whether or not someone should have the right to sue for unlimited punitive damages in these situations. That's always a touchy proposition for the people, businesses, or lawyers who stand to get sued. That's why Andrew Cook, with the Wisconsin Defense Council, opposes the Senate plan and thinks the Supreme Court decision should be left alone.
We're very concerned that this will be used as a weapon to go after sellers who actually have not lied as a way to extract more money.
While the plan has a ways to go yet, there's a good chance it will become law with Democrats in charge of the full legislature and the governor's office. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.